Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday, Friday. Freedom Friday once again with Pastor JT. And Lady Fanita is in the house. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We are closing in on episode 200.
Wow.
Episode 200, man. So we decided to do something special for this particular Freedom Friday. It's a clip that we have from Freedom Friday in 2021, when okay. We first started the Preacher's Corner, we had a caller jumping in on the show by the name of Bodine. Shout out to Bodine if you're listening. Man, you on the corner once again, once again, once again. I wanted to share this because just to show the new listeners where we came from, where we're going, and the type of impact that we had. Early on, man, we was busy going all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 days a week. And that's how we got so many episodes so fast. So we about to jump in this thing here momentarily. Do you remember that episode?
When he gave his testimony?
He gave his testimony twice, but he actually came on, and we had a lot of guests on that same particular night.
I think it was Freedom Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. So we about to jump in right now.
What's going on? What's going on, man?
You doing all right, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right right now, man.
We've been chopping it up about having you come up on the panel, man, give your testimony. We just played the one of the recordings, the video of one of the recordings.
Man,
just tell the people who you are, how we met, and
okay,
whatever the Lord wants to say to you about the preacher's call.
Yeah. Sorry about that lighting, man. It's just where I'm at right now. I didn't know you was having something right now, but I'm trying to get my lighting together, but this is the best I can do right
now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Bodine, and I just wanted to come on this. Share a little moment that I had with Pastor Mayberry. I knew him a long time ago. It's been over 10 to 15, maybe 20 plus years ago that we met.
About 20.
Something like that, huh?
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah. It was just haven't seen him in a long time, man. One day he just popped up. It's been what, maybe a couple of months ago now? He just popped up in front of my house. He was just riding through the neighborhood, and I seen him. And he just explained to me that he'd been a preacher for 10 years. And I explained to him that, you know, I felt like that it was a reason that he showed up that day, because I remember, you know, how he used to be, you know, and just to see how he had changed and the things that he was doing, I just feel like God brought him back into my life for a reason. I don't know if y'all heard that terminology before, that people come into your life for a reason, you know what I mean? And I felt like that he just wanted me to see Pastor Mayberry how he used to be and to who he had become. And that made me feel like that, okay, he done changed his life, and I just felt like that it was a time, that was the time for me to change mine. And at that point when he invited me on Preacher's Corner, the words that he chose to use, I just felt like God had him speaking directly at me, for as, you know, leaving my bad ways alone, for as alcoholism, just any wrongdoing that you can imagine, just doing, that I can go ahead and make that 100% change. And that day that I seen him on Preacher's Corner the first time, I just did a totally 360, man. Not 360, what 360 means you're going back around and doing the same thing you used to. I just made a complete change, Pastor Mayberry. And I just want to thank you and the First Lady, man, for the things that you're doing, man, the positiveness. I mean, you're affecting a lot of people, you know. And you might not seem like much now, but just keep doing what you're doing, man. And I know you're gonna
bless you, man.
You're gonna do some big things, man, for real. You know.
Bless you, man.
It's just a good thing what you're doing, reaching out, trying to reach out to everybody. And you know, and if it's anybody that, you know, this right here helps me through the week. Like Mondays, Tuesdays, then we got the Wednesday Bible study, Thursdays. This right here is the Preacher's Corner, so positive to keep me on track through the week. It's like therapy for me. You know what I mean? It just a lot of positiveness comes out of this too, where it helps me through the week. You know what I mean? To when you got something negative or got something that's going on in life that you need strength. I mean, just tune in and just get this good movement, this vibe, this HOD JT Ministry movie, man. I just appreciate you for what this platform that you have, Pastor Mayberry, man. It's really a beautiful thing, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man. Proud of you. Like you said, we literally on here all week. It's a lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes work.
But the
sacrifice is great, man. I realize that I'm not just doing this for me, and it's people that are actually looking forward. Not just here locally, as I shared earlier, 86 downloads in Australia yesterday, and a lot more today. So it's making a impact. So it just blew my mind. I was not expecting God to do none of this through an experiment.
Exactly.
He'll take what you want to do with something and make it what he want to do for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just praise God that I can honestly say that you've been on every last broadcast. You've been on every last broadcast for the past month.
Yeah.
So,
I'm making my duty. I'm making my duty, man, to try to be on
and
there.
Tell the people, man, have you ever been to House of Deliverance?
I never been there. I couldn't even tell you where it is, nothing like that. I know it's in Crowley. I know it's on Texas Street from what you said, but I couldn't tell you how to do that. You know, I really couldn't.
And we've saw each other how many times in the past 20 years?
In the past 20 years, that was my first time seeing you in that one time when you rolled past my house and I was outside. That was it.
And I'm asking you this for a reason. Let me ask you one more question. How often do we talk a week?
We don't talk at all, man. A lot of times I just have stuff that be on my mind, and I might just leave you like a voice message or something that I send to you, but we don't speak on the phone.
So I didn't tell you to come on here and say none of this stuff.
Now this ain't nothing scripted. straight from the head. Yeah, it's nothing scripted. You know what I'm saying? this all real, man. I'm just coming from the heart right now. And like I said, he touched me. You know what I'm saying? I really can't worry about, you know, nobody else. I'm just going on how I feel. And like I said, I done been to a lot of churches, a lot of big churches. But to know somebody who done been through a struggle, been through your struggle, that done changed their life, to me means more to me, speaking to someone or talking to someone that ain't been to nothing, just perfect. You know what I mean? I'd rather deal with somebody who done been through something and done figured it out how to get out, done figured it out, done made their best decision to do what's best for their family, to reach God, versus me just talking to someone who you speak to just everything's peaches and cream. You know what I mean? And I've seen where you came from, and I've seen the changes that you made. It's genuine. You can tell when something's genuine and something is not genuine. You know?
Man, I remember being so out of it. You made me give you the keys and spend. Yeah. I think I spent a night at your house. And had to make sure I was good before I got my keys back to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, we back then, you know, it don't seem like it's been that long, but it's been a long time since we've seen each other.
My boys was little boys, and they grown now. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
that's been over. I think that was around 2002.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think my son Adrian was just being born.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That was long, man.
And like I say, man, it's going on 19 days, man, since I actually had any type of alcohol. When I say any time, I ain't talking about like a drink here, a drink there. I'm talking about period. You know, I just wanted just to make that whole change. You know how you be wanting to stop doing something? You might stop for about 2 weeks or something, then you dip back in. Man, when I say I done been around it, and I remember you saying, you know what I'm saying, the next day the devil's gonna be testing you. Right. Next day I made that decision. I had a friend call me, hey man, man, I got this drink over here, man. What's up? And how they just keep asking you three or four times, you'll tell them no. They just still asking. And I still made it through all that. And I remember I said, he just said that last night that this is where the test gonna come in at.
Right.
You know, everything that you said on Preacher's Corner happened, you know what I'm saying, the next day and another day after that. And just my strength to know where I want to be, and the things that you did to make the change, all that combined together, man. And it's just that positiveness that you bring out, and you and the first lady, because y'all both connected together. It's just the way you carry yourself, the words that you use, the when you speak, and just everything, man. I just appreciate y'all, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and continue to move, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. There you have it, man. A live recording of a testimony from the beginning of the Preacher's Corner 2021, when we first started this thing, man, almost 200 episodes ago. First Lady, what you think?
I think that is so awesome. Just being able to think back on, because you know what, let me say this first. Sometimes you can do something and feel like it's not making a difference, or it's not life changing, or you know, you kind of look at the numbers and then you see, well, how many downloads do we get today, and you know, or not really remembering that you touched one life.
Right.
And it's so important to remember that. If you just touch one person, if you cause one person to change, you made a major difference in this world, because that one person, that's going to be a domino effect.
Right.
That's going to get another person, and that person is going to get somebody else. So just going back and being able to hear him talk about being delivered and not even stepping foot in the church, but because of you being the witness, seeing your life out loud, seeing you live,
preach something with your lifestyle.
Yes,
right.
That is so important. And people
never
think
came
that
to the church,
never been there,
Right.
But what changed him and caused him to change was you preaching with your lifestyle.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. And I noticed, I heard me say on there that we, you see how excited we was about 86 downloads?
Yes.
86 downloads, and five of them was from Australia. And I'm looking at 15,667.
Yes.
Right now.
Right.
That's amazing. Just within 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years of going, and we took off a whole lot of time. Just imagine where we could be if we continued 5 days a week.
Right.
And this is not even counting, because all of the first episodes was on the YouTube channel.
Right.
And we hadn't did the audio version yet, so I hadn't had time to convert all those files from audio on to here. So there's several on Pastor JT Mayberry YouTube channel, as well as the Preacher's Corner YouTube channel. So we have, and then we got the Preacher's Corner, enough, we got about three channels on YouTube that there's video and podcast on there that's not on the audio.
Right. Right.
So it's well over 200, but we're going to stick with the 200 for this platform. We'll celebrate that. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
We've been past 200, but we gotta do what we make it do on here.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So go ahead, finish what you're saying about
it. I just think it's a blessing, because so many times we overlook the small things.
Right.
We look for big things. We look for big results. And if we don't see big results, we think we're not doing anything. But that's major.
Right.
Just to hear someone come up on our platform and say, hey, I've been watching y'all. This gets me through. He said, this is strength and therapy for me. Mm-hmm. Like, when I heard him say that, that just triggered something in my brain that, you know, even though we feel like we're not really saying much, we're trying to give you 15-30 minutes, you know, just a little nugget, something that helped us or something that we read that was good to us and we thought we'd pass it on, not knowing, not realizing that somebody need this.
Somebody needed it, right?
You know, to carry through.
And,
like,
and
he
for
was,
it to start from an experiment.
Right.
Right. For me to get over, when I get excited, I get to stuttering, but I know how to pace myself a little bit more now.
Yeah.
So it's. But when I'm preaching, I still stutter for about 15 seconds, and then then go on into
it's
what.
It's all
I,
right.
Yeah, but it's been a journey. It's been a journey. We've influenced a lot of influencers, content creators, for them to start their own podcasts and doing their own thing on YouTube. So just watching us do our thing influenced others, whether it be on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, whatever it is. We see you. Mm-hmm. We see you, and we know that the fruit come from the corner. That's what's up.
Yes. You know, I was thinking about him talking about his testimony and being clean from drinking.
Right.
And he was counting the days, day by day. He got excited over the first day, the second day, and then so on, so much to when he started to put up that guard, that when his friends came over, he didn't stop dealing with his friends, but he knew how to reject the drink.
Right. Right.
And that's big to me, because he wouldn't be able to reject it if he hadn't saw you change.
And that's how I explained to him how I got over it. I used to count the days. I counted all the way up to 5 years. I could tell you how many days, how many hours, and I stopped counting them, because I just say, 2009, I only know how many years. I can tell you what the date was. It was January 22nd. 2009 at 7:00 p.m. So whatever, how many days that was from now is when the last time I had a drink or a smoke.
You know, too, it was something else that got me, because I was looking at social media just earlier today, and a lady was talking about her being delivered from, I think it was smoking crack or something, and everybody's making fun of it. Hmm. So, and I was like, why is it that if someone is delivered from something and they want to come on social media and talk about it, they was like, you can share anything that you want about your life, but don't tell people stuff like that. But I looked up the scripture because it's only befitting.
Before you get to the scripture, I got to add one.
Okay.
There was a famous rapper admitted to having issues with masturbation.
Wow.
And he said once he got over that hurdle, his life changed.
Yeah.
And that's Rakim from Eric B and Rakim.
Wow.
I saw the post and it was on it was on Instagram and Facebook and all of this stuff. So if it's not true, then it was a post that's been viral.
It's allegedly.
It's viral on social media right now. So I still thought it was amazing how in the comments, like you said, people were making quotes from his lyrics about sweat from my hands or something like it was just idiotic and ridiculous how they were making light of a deliverance or some freedom. That's Freedom Friday, so we're talking about being free from things that are holding us in bondage, man. And so we got to cut that out. Go back to your scripture.
That's so heartbreaking to me because that's why, as a people, we are in bondage.
Right.
Because nobody wants to tell their truth. Right. Nobody wants to say, I'm struggling or I got a problem in this area.
That's why we have a high rate of suicide.
Yeah.
As African Americans.
Yes, because you want to hold it because you're so ashamed of being, you know, you don't want to be shamed or you don't want to be talked about and laughed at on social media.
Right.
So you can't go to people for help. And I think it's so heartbreaking that you can't go to someone when you're in need, or you can't be, you can't tell the truth when you got a problem. I mean, if you have a problem masturbating, that's a stronghold.
Right.
You have a problem drinking, smoking crack, whatever it may be, that those are strongholds.
Right.
And you have to get help for that. Because if you don't attack it, it will attack you.
Right.
If you don't kill it, that demon will kill you.
Exactly.
So it's very, very important not to worry about what people say. Mm-hmm. If you need freedom from something, it's time that you buckle down. We're in the last days, right, and it's so important to have a prayer life, to make sure you turn that plate over, open up your Bible, get on your face, find scriptures in the Bible pertaining to the issue that you're struggling with,
mm-hmm.
and then fast and pray and tell God, Lord, I really have a desire to be. Now, he's only going to deliver you if you want to be delivered.
Right. Freedom is a choice.
It's a choice.
You got to choose. You got to want it. Free.
Yeah. He's not going to make you, because he gave us a choice. He said, I would that you choose life or death.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't make the choice and then you don't make the sacrifices necessary for deliverance, you won't get delivered.
Right.
But I wanted to share the scripture because I think it's very befitting. It says in the Bible in Revelations 12 and 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and mm-hmm. by the words of their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved not their lives unto death. This verse describes a battle between Satan and the host of heaven,
right,
where the believers are victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that the verse means that believers can overcome Satan by relying on meritus of Christ's death, being active witness for other people, being willing to make any sacrifice, including death. Because mm-hmm. we know that the people in the Bible, they have to die for what they believe.
Right.
And a lot of us, I don't think that Christians
third world
now
are still dying.
Yeah, they still dying.
Their heads cut off and everything.
For what they believe. The next one says, applying the blood of the Lamb to their lives and their hearts. That's where we get off at. You know, mm-hmm. we're going wrong at not applying that blood of the Lamb and then the words of our testimony. And then the last one says, committing to declaring God's goodness to yourself.
Wow.
We're not committed to declaring God's goodness to ourselves. Like I just said, that baby was being ridiculed on social media because she said, I'm so glad that God delivered me from crack.
Mm-hmm.
She only been smoking crack 7 years.
Right.
But smoking crack is smoking crack all around the world.
Right.
And that is a stronghold that you have to have deliverance from.
Mm-hmm.
And she was delivered and wanted to talk about it on social media. Young, beautiful young lady. And social media tore into her like it was no tomorrow.
Right.
Like, people, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Right. Right. It's funny that you found this scripture because I've preached it several times at HOD, and I just used that scripture on an unreleased track that'll be out whenever Underdog 24 Volume 2. I say whenever. I don't know when I'm going to drop it yet. Whenever that decides to, when the Lord say drop it, that's when we're going to drop it. But
right.
It's at the end of a song called I See Ya.
Mm.
So what I'm talking about at the end of that song is that scripture. I actually just read it from the Message Bible.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. That's the fall. Mm. Fall of Satan, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of that of that song. So yeah, I'm on to something. Confirmation. Yeah.
That's confirmation.
Confirmation.
So let me. I just want to read this little piece. It says, "What does it mean to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony?" And it said, "It means forever." The blood could only come from the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ. Our salvation is only available through the blood of Jesus and the words of our testimony, meaning the Greek word for testimony is martyria, which comes from the root word martyrs.
That's good.
Now, that was so good to me because I found something else that was, oh my goodness. I looked up that word maturus. I'm going to see if I can find it. Because there is a root word that comes from. It says the Greek word martyrs translate to witness in the Bible. It has multiple meanings in the New Testament, including witnessing in court, bearing testimony to the truth, and bearing witness of the truth and sufferings even unto death.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. It said, you are overcome. What they were saying, the end of that scripture, we always read that scripture, but we don't read it in its entirety. Because the beginning of that scripture, when it starts at 11, it say, and they overcame him.
Yeah.
Who is him?
I appreciate Satan. The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. It say, and they overcame him. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to back up.
That's the shout right there, the overcame. But he mentioned overcome and overcame, overcome and overcame throughout the whole chapter.
Yes. What is that? Revelations 12. I'm going to go to 10. And I want to read what it says then. It says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, mm-hmm. Now have come the salvation and the power.
And the power.
And not just the salvation. It says the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuse them before our God day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Day and night.
Right.
has been hurled down.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It says he has been hurled down.
Exact verse that I put at the end of that song.
My God. Yes, he has been hurled down.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets you know the next part of that scripture picks up and says, but even in that, mm-hmm. we have overcome by the words of our testimony. Say, and they overcame him
mm-hmm.
by the blood of the Lamb
right.
and the words of their testimony, the words of their witness,
mm-hmm.
the words of their truth and their suffering even unto death. So don't be afraid to give your testimony. Because the Bible says you overcome the enemy, your strongholds, those things that are holding you back, those devices mm-hmm. that keep you in bondage. You overcome that when you give your testimony, when you speak your truth, when you witness to somebody, that's where somebody else getting delivered comes into play. Because if y'all heard the testimony from Brother Bodine, he said pastor was riding by and so happened to stop. And when they begin to speak, he saw the change. Mm-hmm. Then pastor began to talk to him about the change that has been made in his life. Once he shared with him that he had been delivered from drinking and drugs, Bodine knew then he could be delivered too.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's a sacrifice to tell people your business, because nowadays people run with your truth and think it's funny.
Right.
But it's something different. It hit different when somebody becomes delivered because you are.
It can flip flop on for those that's laughing is going through it right now.
I'm telling you.
Or laughed in is going through it right now. That boomerang effect is something terrible.
Look, my mama used to say this. The same thing make you laugh will make you cry.
That's right. That's right.
It was funny while I was going through it.
Right.
But now I'm delivered and now you in bondage.
Right.
How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you?
Same one you talked about in ridicule. Now you needing the grace and the mercy from.
I'm trying to tell
you. My God today.
I'm trying. And you know, it's amazing to me how this life works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what woke me up to realize that this is not just the natural.
Right.
We live in the natural world, but we are spiritual beings.
That's right.
And when you realize the way God work on our behalf.
What goes up must come down. Law of reciprocation. It's going to
happen. That's in the Bible.
That's why I don't speak on people, because I know what you speak on, you're going to go through it.
You're going to go through it. I remember when I was in an abusive relationship. And I was trying everything I could to get out of it. I mean, I had been stabbed, my neck cut, all kind of things I had went through with this person shooting at me and all this. And people would laugh and say, oh, I would never go through that. And the same people that said they would never go through it called me to say they are going through it.
Right.
And it's not for me to laugh and say, oh, but I thought you said you weren't going through it.
Mm-hmm.
It is for me to know that I went through those things so that I can help that very person who laughed at me when I was in bondage.
Right.
Because now that I'm free and I have somebody that really loves me and don't mistreat me, now I can tell you, no, this is what real love looked like.
Right.
Getting hit upside my head and stabbed and all that. I thought that was love because that's what that person told me. But to know that, and to know that there is deliverance waiting, ready, and available for you, we got to learn how to move different.
We pray y'all was blessed by this episode and all the testimonies and everything that we had to say to go along with the testimony. What else do you want to add?
Don't be afraid to share your testimonies.
You're overcome
by the words that come out of your mouth.
That's right. What prayer is out of this thing?
Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for another Friday morning. We give you grace.
Yes,
we give you praise and honor for your brand new mercy and your grace that is sufficient to each and every one of us. We thank God for every person listening around the globe. We thank God for every download, every listener. Lord, we just ask that you bless them right now. God, if anyone is listening to us today is seeking deliverance, God, give them the tools, directions, cause them to reach out to us
right now,
and that we may be able to stand in the gap with them and stand in agreement for true deliverance. God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer, God. It's not something that we've heard. It's something that we know. We know you to be a deliverer, God. And we ask that you deliver those that have a mind, God, a want, a need, a desire for deliverance this hour. God, and we just give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we pray that you were blessed by this episode. If so, drop us some comments. If you're listening via Spotify, drop the comments. And like and share. Share with somebody that you believe that'll be blessed by any of the episodes, not just this one. Until then, we'll be back Monday. for Motivation Monday. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.